Hey everyone, and welcome. Are you ready to jump into something super interesting? Today, we're going to be talking about the world of synthetic voices,
Okay.
but not just the ones you hear on your phone or whatever, or your smart speaker. Think of voices you can actually shape and mold, almost like you're playing a musical instrument.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll be checking out this research project. It's called MOS-S, and that's short for Modular Smart Speaker. And it's really changing the whole idea of what a synthetic voice can be. Have you ever gotten that robotic kind of one size fits all feeling from the voice on your smart device?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, MOS-S might be the answer. So joining us today to unpack all of this is an expert in both sound design and human computer interaction. So what's got you excited about MOS-S?
Well, it's really cool to see that people, researchers, are moving beyond just trying to make synthetic voices sound human. MOS-S kind of opens up this playground of these really expressive and customizable voices. Voices that could be tailored for anything, moods, tasks, you name it. It even hints at the potential for some artistic expression with synthetic voices.
Oh wow. Okay, so before we really get into MOS-S, let's do a real quick recap of the state of smart speakers today. I mean, we've all got them. Amazon Echo, Google Nest, Apple HomePod, super helpful and everything. But do they ever leave you wanting more?
Absolutely. When you look at them, there are a lot of design similarities, right? Fabric covering, touch controls, very sleek aesthetic. But under the hood, they all pretty much work the same way. They heavily depend on cloud services to understand what you're saying and then to whip up those synthetic voices in response. And those voices, while clear, often end up feeling kind of generic.
Yeah, it's like they all went to the same voice school, learned the same inflections, not a lot of personality.
Exactly. That's a key point. They lack the nuances and the expressiveness of actual human speech. And that's precisely where MOS-S steps in and kind of changes the game entirely.
Right. Drum roll, please. Introduce us to Moss.
So MOS-S takes the core concept of a smart speaker, a device that responds to your voice, but adds this incredible layer of real-time control. Imagine you're not just talking to it, but you've got knobs, buttons, even patch cables like a musician's mixing board to actually sculpt the sound of the voice coming out.
Whoa. So instead of that same old robotic voice, you can tweak the tone, make it faster, slower, even add some cool effects, maybe.
You got it. It's about giving you, the user, the power to shape the voice. And that leads to some pretty interesting questions. What if your smart speaker could mirror your mood with its voice? Like a calm voice when you're relaxed, or something upbeat to get you going in the morning.
Oh, that would be cool. Like giving your smart device a personality makeover. And speaking of design, the team behind MOS-S went on quite a journey, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. They were adamant about creating a tool that breaks free from this obsession with making synthetic voices sound perfectly human-like. They wanted to encourage, experimentation and exploration. They even called MOS-S a plaything to emphasize that playful, hands-on approach to design.
So how they go about achieving this? Tell us more about their process.
They went through this fascinating phase of just playing around with different ideas, almost like brainstorming with sound. They looked into, how to spatialize the voice, making it seem like it's coming from different directions. They even borrowed concepts from modular synthesizers, those electronic music instruments that have all the knobs and cables, and thought, how can we apply that to a voice?
This is where my inner sound nerd gets super excited. It sounds like they were pushing the boundaries of what's possible, almost like they were inventing new instruments, but for vocal sounds.
Exactly. And that innovative spirit is really at the heart of MOS-S. They even experimented with giving this synthetic voice choral qualities. Imagine like a whole chorus of voices responding to your requests.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. But all this creativity needs some serious tech behind it. What's powering the MOS-S machine?
At the heart of it, you've got a Raspberry Pi. Now, for those who haven't encountered it, think of a Raspberry Pi as a tiny but very powerful computer. It's the brains of the operation, right? And they paired this with a custom-designed interface controller, basically the hardware that lets you tweak those knobs and buttons and hear the results.
Okay, so that's the hardware side. But I'm guessing the real magic lies in the software, right?
Oh, definitely. For the software side, they actually used a blend of tools that are pretty common these days. They tapped into Microsoft Azure. That's the same tech that powers things like voice assistants on your phone to handle speech recognition so MOS-S can understand what you're saying. Then for the actual intelligence, they used OpenAI's ChatGPT. That AI everyone's talking about that can have conversations and generate text. and to turn that text into speech, they used Amazon Polly. It's another popular text-to-speech service. But what makes Moss S special is how they wove all these pieces together using Pure Data and Python.
Hold on, Pure Data and Python, you're losing me a bit on the tech jargon. Break it down for us non-programmers.
Sure thing. Think of Pure Data as the language they use to create and manipulate the sounds. It's like a visual programming language where you connect different blocks to create sonic pathways, right? And Python is a powerful programming language that helps control the overall flow of information in Moss S.
Okay, that helps. So it's like Pure Data handles the creative sound-dending stuff, while Python acts as the conductor, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Exactly. It's this combination of powerful tools that lets them achieve that real-time control and customization you were talking about earlier.
It's all starting to click now. So they've got this amazing piece of tech. But what happens when you, like, put it in the hands of creative people? Did they just let folks loose on Moss S and see what happened?
Well, actually, they held a workshop with designers, programmers, and musicians. A really diverse group, and gave them free rein to experiment with Moss S. It was like a playground of sonic exploration.
That sounds like a recipe for some serious innovation. What kind of cool stuff came out of the workshop?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. The workshop uncovered some really fascinating insights. For example, some participants were playing around with time stretching this synthetic voice, making it slower or faster. And that led to all these really interesting conversations about how different species experience time.
Whoa, that's mind-blowing. It's like we take our perception of time for granted, but what if a tree could talk? Would it sound slow and drawn out, reflecting its long lifespan?
That's exactly the kind of thinking that Moss S provokes. Some even imagined what it would be like to hear the voice of a bird, all flitty and fast-paced.
So they weren't just making voices more human-like. They were exploring entirely new sonic territories, even venturing into the realm of non-human experiences. It's amazing how a simple change in the speed of a voice can, like, completely alter our perception.
Precisely. And that's one of the most significant outcomes of the Moss S project.
Yeah.
It shatters this idea that there's a single ideal way for a synthetic voice to sound.
Instead of striving for that, like, perfect human imitation, they're saying, let's explore all the amazing possibilities.
Yes. It opens up a whole world of diverse, expressive sonic landscapes. And it really emphasizes that playful approach to design, that idea of playful imaginaries they talked about.
You mentioned playful imaginaries earlier. What exactly does that mean?
It's this idea of moving beyond the purely functional, practical side of technology and embracing the potential for creativity and imagination. Think of it like this. When you were a kid, you probably played with toys and imagined all sorts of scenarios and characters, right?
Right.
It's about bringing that same spirit of playfulness and wonder to the world of technology.
I love that. So instead of designing technology that just gets a job done, we can design technology that, like, inspires us, that sparks our imagination and allows us to express ourselves in new ways.
Exactly. And Moss S is a perfect example of this. The researchers wanted to create a tool that wouldn't just blend into the background, but would actually invite people to play, experiment, and discover new possibilities.
Okay, this is all super cool and thought-provoking, but let's get real for a second. Can I buy a Moss S and start playing with synthetic voices in my living room? Or is this just like a fancy research project?
That's a great question. Right now, Moss S is a prototype, a proof of concept. It's not something you'll find on store shelves just yet, but the insights from this project could totally change how we approach voice technology in the future.
So it's less about creating a consumer product and more about pushing the boundaries of what's possible, inspiring future innovations.
Absolutely. Think about it. Imagine a world where you can customize the voice of your smart assistant, make it sound like your favorite celebrity, or give it a personality that matches your own.
Uh-huh. My smart speaker with a sarcastic sense of humor. That would be interesting.
Exactly. Moss S gives us a glimpse into a world where we have much more control and creative freedom over the voices in our technological lives. It's not just about practicality anymore, but about personalization and expression.
Okay, my mind is going a mile a minute with possibilities, but there's something else I wanted to touch on. We've talked about how Moss S challenges the design conventions of smart speakers, but does it also say something bigger about how we approach technology in general?
It definitely does. For a long time, the goal of tech design has been about creating things that are seamless and unobtrusive. The idea is to make the technology almost disappear into the background of our lives.
You mean like those voice assistants that chime in with helpful reminders but otherwise stay out of the way?
Precisely. But Moss S flips that script. It's about making the technology more visible, more tangible, more something you can actively engage with. It's a reminder that technology can be playful and engaging, not just functional.
That's such an important point. I feel like we often lose sight of the joy and creativity that technology can bring. We get so caught up in efficiency and productivity that we forget to play.
And play is essential. It's how we learn, how we explore, how we push the boundaries of what's possible. MOSS reminds us that technology can be a tool for play and self-expression.
I'm really struck by this idea that we can shift from being passive consumers of technology, like active creators. It's empowering to think that we can have a say in how technology evolves, how it sounds, how it interacts with us.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the most fascinating aspects of the MOSS project. They didn't stop at just making the technology playful. They also wanted to make it a tool for exploring some pretty profound questions about voice itself.
Intriguing. What kind of questions are we talking about?
Think about it. As synthetic voices become more and more sophisticated, how will they shape our interactions with machines? Will we start to perceive those voices as having their own identities? Will we form emotional connections with them?
That's getting into some deep philosophical territory. I mean, we're used to thinking of voice as something inherently human. But if machines start to sound more and more like us, will our understanding of voice change?
Those are exactly the kinds of questions that the researchers wanted to provoke with MOSS. They're not just pushing the boundaries of technology, but also the boundaries of how we think about ourselves and our relationship with the world around us.
Wow, this is like blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's really, it's thought-provoking stuff.
It is. So we've been talking about all these like possibilities, but let's bring it back to like, you know, the listener for a sec. Why should they care about any of this?
That's the big question, right?
Right.
On the surface, MOSS might seem like this thing that only, you know, tech enthusiasts get excited about, just a niche research project.
Yeah.
But I actually think it goes way beyond that.
Okay, so help us connect the dots. What's the bigger picture here?
So I think MOSS throws down this like challenge, you know.
Yeah.
It asks us to reconsider what a smart speaker can even be instead of just a device that, you know, passively takes commands. It becomes this tool for creative expression, a launch pad for exploration.
So it's like the difference between listening to a song on the radio and like actually picking up an instrument and playing music yourself.
Got it. And that shift from passively consuming to actively creating has the potential to like really reshape how we interact with technology in some big ways.
Okay, I'm starting to see it, but how does MOSS like fit into this whole bigger picture of synthetic voices and their impact on society as a whole?
Here's the thing. Synthetic voices are like, they're becoming more and more a part of our daily lives, right?
Right.
They're in our homes, our cars, at work, everywhere. But it's like super important that we don't just settle for like the default. Those generic mass-produced voices that come with our devices.
Yeah, we need more variety, more expressiveness, like the ability to tailor those voices to our like own preferences.
Exactly. Masu proves that it's possible to, you know, craft synthetic voices that aren't just functional, but also engaging, evocative, able to convey a whole spectrum of emotions and personalities.
Instead of being stuck with like, you know, a handful of preset options. We could have a world where each of us can, like, design our own voices, voices that truly reflect who we are.
Imagine a world where, like, your virtual assistant's voice is as unique as your fingerprint, a voice you've, you know, personally crafted to match your style.
That's a powerful thought. It really gets to the heart of what MOSS is all about, giving individuals the power to shape the technology that shapes their lives.
It's about democratizing the design of synthetic voices, making it accessible to everyone, not just tech wizards.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've gone from 0 to 60 in understanding not just MOSS, but the entire landscape of where synthetic voices are heading. So if you could leave our listener with like one final thought to ponder, what would it be?
If you had the power to design your own synthetic voice, what would it sound like? What emotions or personality would you weave into it? The future of voice isn't, you know, set in stone. It's something we all shape together, one sonic exploration at a time.
That's a fantastic note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of MOSS and the future of synthetic voices. We hope you've come away with a sense of wonder and a whole lot of new ideas to mull over.
Remember, the future is listening.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those imaginations running wild. It's crazy to think that something as like simple as a voice can spark such big questions.
Yeah.
And we've gone through all the tech behind Moss,
yeah,
explored this playful design philosophy, and even kind of dipped our toes into these deep philosophical questions,
yeah,
about what synthetic voices could, like, you know, mean for all of us.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back to you, the listener. Why should, like, all of this even matter to you?
Well, Moss, it kind of throws down this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It asks us to, you know, reconsider what a smart speaker can be instead of just a device that passively takes commands. It could be a tool for, like, creative expression,
right,
a launchpad for exploration.
It's like the difference between listening to a song on the radio and actually picking up an instrument and playing music yourself.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm starting to get it. But how does Moss fit into this whole bigger picture of synthetic voices and their impact on, like, society as a whole?
Well, here's the thing. Synthetic voices are becoming more and more common in our lives,
mm-hmm,
right? They're everywhere.
Yeah.
In our homes, cars, workplaces, everywhere. But it's really important that we don't just settle for the default, those generic mass-produced voices that come pre-packaged with all our devices.
Right, right. We need more variety, more expressiveness, more ability to tailor those voices to our own preferences.
Exactly. And, Moss shows us that it's possible to craft synthetic voices that aren't just functional, but engaging, you know?
Yeah.
They can be evocative and able to convey a whole range of emotions and personalities.
So instead of being stuck with just a few preset options, we could have a world where each of us can design our own voices, voices that actually reflect who we are.
Yeah, imagine a world where your virtual assistant's voice is as unique as, like, your fingerprint, you know? A voice you personally crafted to match your style.
Yeah. Now, that's a powerful thought. It gets to the heart of what Moss is really about, giving us individuals, you know, the power to shape the technology that's shaping our lives.
It's about democratizing the design of synthetic voices, making it accessible to everyone.
Yeah, and I think that's what's been so, interesting about this whole deep dive. We've gone from 0 to 60, understanding not just Moss, but the whole landscape of where synthetic voices are heading.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you could leave our listeners with one final thought, what would it be?
If you had the power to design your own synthetic voice, what would it sound like? What kind of emotions or personality would you weave into it? You know, the future of voice isn't set in stone. It's something we all shape together.
That is such a fantastic note to end on. Thanks so much for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of Moss and the future of synthetic voices. We really hope you've come away with a sense of wonder and a whole lot of new ideas to think about.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those imaginations running wild.